Do you know of any insulting words that members of other races might use to refer to white people?
Well, let's see. I don't know. They're saying them all the time at all these meetings and everything, but I really can't recall. I guess they say just as bad the things, you know, about us.
You don't know of a particular word.
But I don't know of a particular word.
I suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully about it.
Mad.
Suppose you have been working very hard all day. By nightfall, you might say, "Man, I'm really
tired."
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he was at school. The nurse said,
sick at school.
If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick.
Sick at his stomach. I've worked pretty hard. I've put out two washings and wash bedspreads and everything, and so I had already ironed some when you came. I guess I'd laid down and gone to sleep a little bit.
Well, we'll hurry right
on. Well, that's okay. It doesn't matter.
Take much more time. What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
No. It's a reception that they have after they... you mean a serenade? A serenade. Oh, yeah, that's been so long back, too, I've forgotten that.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, "You better behave or what will get you?"
The boogeyman. Boogeyman.
We used
to say boogerman. Boogerman when we were kids.
How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
Merry Christmas.
If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, "I'm glad I don't have to this very far."
Carry.
What do you call a creature with a very hard shell that lives in water and it can draw its four legs and head and tail completely?
Terrapin.
Say it again, Paul.
Terrapin.
What do you call a similar creature that lives on land?
Turtle.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins. I don't do that either. My mother and them used to eat them, but we kids never would eat them.
Can the insides of other creatures be eaten? What do they call if they are eaten?
Well, the liver. And that liver of a...
What about the intestines?
A tripe. A beef. Beef's called tripe.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that can be used on a lake?
Would it be a canoe or a rowboat?
Flat-bottomed.
Flat-bottomed.
Would be a...
Are they called a barge? I know. They wouldn't be